And welcome back.
This is
WJRH
104.9 FM
Lafayette College Radio,
Eastern Pennsylvania.
I'm Owen.
And I am Jake.
And this is
Two Dudes Assorted Tunes.
Yes, indeedy. Come at you with our second to last show for the semester.
Oh, yeah.
What is that song? Wait a minute. Sorry. Oh, I guess I just didn't know. I saw a gorilla song. I'm like, I don't recognize that title on the little sidebar friend activity, but it turns out it's a song off of their new album. It's just one of the ones at the later end that I hadn't really heard that much.
Ah.
I was like, I don't know that song.
Well.
Such is life.
Such is life.
But we're coming at you here on December 10th,
yep.
2 days after December 8th.
Yep.
Which is the day that John Lennon was unfortunately shot and killed outside of his apartment.
Yep. It's also my mom's birthday.
Oh. So also shout out Jake's mom.
Yep.
Because she doesn't listen.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she used to listen to your Sunday show.
Yeah, yeah.
So who knows?
Oh, no. They definitely don't listen to this one.
Oh.
I told them not to.
It's good.
Okay. It's good.
Well... Whatever. I guess that's two listeners that we've lost out on. R.I.P.
RIP.
But for the rest of you one listeners out there, we got a good show for you tonight.
Well, I think
centered so. Centered around John Lennon.
We have
at least one song.
Yep.
From all of his albums.
Yep.
And
it's going to be good.
Do we have one song from all? I feel like we're missing one.
I don't think so.
Oh, never mind. I didn't see Mind Games.
No. All the way down there.
Yeah. Okay. We're good.
Yep.
We did it. Well, minus the unfinished music.
Yeah. Albums. Well, what are those anyways?
Like, I mean, they're just kind of noise.
Yeah. We don't need to play that.
But then
we
again,
make enough noise on our own.
Isn't all music just kind of noise?
It's glorious noise, man. I actually used to use that term a lot in high school.
Glorious noise?
Glorious noise.
Fair enough. Well,
I think it's accurate, right?
Here's some glorious noise right for your face coming straight out of New York City.
Coming at you strong here on Dudat.
Is get it!
New York City. They pass in New York. They pass in
that's New York City.
New York City.
By John Lennon, off of Sometime in New York City.
Yep. Yo, that's where I was born.
He did a better version on Live in New York City, I think.
Well, that's what that's from.
No, that's off Sometime in New York City. Live in New York City isn't, or Live from New York City, whichever one it is. I don't remember what the title is, but it's a live album.
Okay.
Which was recorded in New York City. Oh. And it's not on Spotify.
Oh, damn it.
But he also did a cover of Hound Dog, which is really good.
Oh, that's cool.
That I enjoy.
Nice.
Off of that.
Very good. Very good.
So yeah, if you want to check out a thing, but not on Spotify, check out Live in New York City.
Where can you find it if it's not on Spotify?
Probably YouTube.
Hmm.
I would assume.
Well, let's find out, maybe.
New York City. John Lennon. This is so exciting as we look up things on YouTube. Yeah. I also think there was a... We'll see. As I think there was like a video of the concert too, so it might be.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Well, I know that they filmed the one that the live half of
No, this is, I guess, the whole concert. The album is just, I think, songs 1 through 11 here.
Mm.
And then I guess that's what is on the video, which there's 26 total.
Mm. Well, and he played with Frank Zappa for part of it. I know. Mm. That was on the original album. This one's weird. They like changed it up a lot when they've done like various like releases of it.
But yeah. So yeah, because this is the 11 songs that were on the other side.
Nice.
So yeah, it's on YouTube. You can find it somewhere. Check it out. It's good.
Yep.
It's good music.
Good.
We got good music for you today.
We always have good music for you, except when we don't. But today we definitely do.
But today we do. Today we got a good playlist.
Yeah, with at least one John Lennon song.
Yeah. Maybe more.
Possibly. Who knows, man?
Well.
There's always a chance.
Plot twist.
Yo. What's the plot twist?
There is more.
Oh, boy.
But nobody told me ahead of time.
Uh-oh.
So now we just gotta roll with it. So here's more John Lennon.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Deep ball. Everybody's talking, no one says a word. Everybody's making love, no one really cares. There's Nazis in the bathroom, just below the stairs. Always something happening, nothing going on. There's always something. They're starving back in China, so finish what you got.
bum, bum, ba, da.
Yeah.
So that's Nobody Told Me off of Milk and Honey, yep. Probably the least listened to John Lennon album.
Probably.
And you were saying how you never heard that song before.
I actually hadn't. I listened to it today because you threw it in the playlist.
Yes.
I dig it a lot. I'm annoyed that nobody told me about it before.
And so... And
I wish people had.
Because we were talking a little bit before, not just today, but in the past too, that between, well, this now too, and Double Fantasy, that they're both about half a good album.
Yep.
But the problem is the halves are intermixed.
Yeah, it's like every other song. I think they actually alternate.
I think
like
Double Fantasy is about every other song. I don't think it's entire. I think it gets mixed up a little bit, but I think it's supposed to be.
Well, on vinyl, I think it is, but
because every song it splits at "Beautiful Boy, Darling Boy," "Watching the Wheels."
Yeah. Yeah, I think it that's like every other song is, but then each like the side ends with John Lennon, and then the next one starts with John Lennon.
But as you were telling me that, I was thinking that a thing that we should do, and that I'm sure has already been done.
Oh, I think I know what you're going, with this.
Instead of having the full album, just make a playlist that's the half of Double Fantasy that's good and the half of Milk and Honey that's good, and make that into one album.
Yeah, we can call it Double Honey.
It's Double Honey. Double and it's
honey,
just
Double Honey Milk Fantasy.
And it's just one full good album instead of two half good albums.
It would be either Double Honey or Milk Fantasy. And then the other, whichever one it's not, the other one would be the crappy the Yoko Ono one that would result.
I feel like Milk Fantasy sounds more like...
That sounds more like Yoko Ono.
A crappy Yoko album.
Yeah.
But...
You're right.
Speaking of weird mix-ups, but this is not related to John Lennon, but something I saw this week that I think is interesting, and I'm sure that our listeners might find interesting as well, is that Kendrick Lamar released a special edition of Damn.
Really?
That is it's a vinyl record, but the set list is reversed. Because basically, you can listen to the album in either order, apparently.
I knew that.
And he prefers to listen to it in the backwards order, which I don't know why he wouldn't release it in the backwards order then, if that's the case.
Well, because then it would be the frontwards order, and then the backwards order wouldn't be as cool.
I guess. Either way. So that's the thing that exists. I already bought it on vinyl, so I probably won't buy it a second time. But it makes me want to put it into a playlist backwards and see what happens.
Me too.
So.
I'm curious how that would work, though, because the album ends with Duckworth, which... At the end of Duckworth, they have the whole album in reverse. So it would just be like, if you did it backwards, it would be the, you know, Duckworth, then the album in reverse, then I think God.
Yeah.
And then like, you know, in the rest of the album. So I feel like that'd be weird.
I mean...
Unless he like redid all of like the like effects and outros and stuff.
Which is possible. I don't know. I didn't look into it that deeply. Huh. That would make sense.
Something to look into though, yeah.
But, you know... Because I was talking this week about other albums that kind of do weird loop arounds. Mm-hmm. And obviously the one that's most notable that comes to mind is The Wall.
Yeah. The Wall does that.
Isn't This Where We Came In?
Yep.
Which is nice. That's fun.
Nonagon Infinity by King Gizzard does that.
I was listening to some King Gizzard this week. I haven't listened to Nonagon Infinity, but I was listening to, the banana album.
Flying Microtonal Banana
this week.
That's a good
I
one.
I put one of the songs into... Last week, I've been trying to listen to more albums that came out this year, because I realized there's a lot of albums that came out this year that I just didn't listen to.
Well, King Gizzard released like three albums. Three?
I think it was three.
They were shooting for five.
Maybe they ended up putting out a fourth album before the year ended. Maybe they just put out one. I don't know.
I can only think of three, though, so maybe you're right.
I think they only ended up with three.
Because they had Microtonal Banana... Then there was one that I can't remember the name of it, but I can picture the album art. And then there was a new one that came out like a month ago. Or not a month, like a couple weeks.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see, what do we got?
Flying Microtonal Banana, Murder of the Universe, Sketches of Brunswick East, and then Polygon of Wonderland, which I think is what just came out.
Okay, yeah. Sketches of the East is the one I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Brunswick East is one I didn't know about. Murder of the Universe is the one I couldn't remember.
Gotcha.
But yeah, no, okay, so they got four. That's good.
That's just a lot for one band to put out. But yeah, no, the Flying Microtonal Banana was a lot of fun.
You know what that means, though? Maybe there's another one coming at the end of the month.
There might be.
Maybe they still will get to five.
I guess it's a short album. I was like, oh, this is a triple album, but it's still only 46 minutes. It's just a bunch of short little clippets.
Yeah, well, Murder in the Universe, the way they did it is it's in three, like, suites of music.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why they have it divided like that on Spotify. It's that one's actually really good. I like that one. It's very garage rocky.
Well, because the way I was listening to it at first, it sounded like it was going to kind of be basically just like one song that flows throughout a whole, like one sound that just flows throughout a whole album. It didn't quite be in that. That's how Knowing God
Infinity is.
Oh, okay. Which makes sense given the name.
Yeah. Yeah, like I think the album, it starts like, it just like a hard cut into the album. Uh-huh. And then it ends with a hard cut that was right before the album starts.
So it can loop into itself.
It literally loops it directly into itself without, like, it's like nonstop right back into itself.
Huh.
You can start the, if you put it on repeat, you can start the album anywhere and listen to the whole thing without a break in the music.
Interesting.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
You should definitely check that one out. I think you'll
dig
that.
Plus their album art is super cool.
Their album art's awesome, man.
So.
I also really like the album Oddments, which came out before that. That one's good, too. But anyways, so
slight diversion, but yeah. One that I think the John would be proud of.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that he'd like King Gizzard.
Yeah, why not, man?
Probably.
What do we have next, dude?
I think this actually might be my favorite song off of Imagine.
Okay.
And I can't really give it more context than that. Imagine, I think, is the, it's a lot of people's, I don't know if it's even a lot of people's favorite album that you put out. I think it's the most critically acclaimed. Probably. I think we both agree that Plastic Ono Band.
I think Plastic Ono Band like is more critically acclaimed. It's like number 23 on Rolling Stone's 500 best albums.
Yeah, but I don't.
But they're a critically respected news source for music.
So I don't know. I think Imagine is the one.
If they claim something, I think critically acclaimed.
I think Imagine is the one that people more popularly know because of the song Imagine.
Oh yeah.
But I think we both agree that Plastic Ono Band is our favorite of the two.
Yes.
But this is my favorite song off of Imagine.
Okay. Mine is I Don't Want to Be a Soldier Mama, but that's
a good one too. That's up there.
That's a me thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, here's Crippled Inside.
We'll be right back.
Hey.
Yo, are you crippled inside?
Sometimes.
Can you hide it, though?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Depends on the day.
I guess.
I really like songs that sound happy but are sad.
Uh-huh.
Which is what we were saying during the break, which is why I really like Help as a Beatles album.
Yep.
And I just enjoy music like that. That tends to be Griswold is another band that we played on the show a couple times, but like they have very upbeat, kind of more poppy music, but like their lyrics are very dark, and I like that kind of juxtaposition, as Young Thug will put it.
Juxtaposition.
If you haven't seen the video for Wyclef Jean, watch the video for Wyclef Jean.
The video for Wyclef Jean has very quickly become my favorite rap video I've ever seen.
It's hilarious.
It's amazing. Young Thug is in it for about, what, 3 seconds?
If that.
Yeah.
He won an MTV. Oh, yes, yes, technically, because he sent in his... Yeah.
Yeah, he sent in, like, one clip.
It won an MTV Video Award or whatever, so check it out, because it is also critically acclaimed.
It's great.
Yeah.
Speaking
of things that are great...
Oh, yeah.
We have more music.
We do have more. We always got more music, bro.
What's next?
We have... Well, we were actually talking about Double Fantasy earlier.
Yes, we did.
And you said that... Or we agreed that it's like about half a good album.
Yes.
So we're going to play a song from the good half. Yes. That's probably the best known one on the album, I think, right?
Probably. I think my mom sent me a Snapchat because every Sunday morning they do Breakfast with the Beatles. I said this before, but they do Breakfast with the Beatles on my local like rock radio station.
Yeah, they do. And she sent me that on mine too.
A snap as she was driving to work of the radio, and it's like breakfast time. And I think it was actually playing this song. I don't remember if this was this time or the last time, but either way, one time she has done that, been playing this song, so it's pretty popular. It gets radio play.
Yep,
but that's because it's good.
It's called Watching the Wheels, and this is what it sounds like.
This is what you sent me.
No, but that's later in the show.
You asked if I had the...
We're doing. No, I thought you sent me this. I wanted to make sure you had it. No, we're doing Watching the Wheels, bro.
I thought I didn't read. You said during the break. I want to say this is entirely Garber's fault. During the break, he said, "Do you have your email up?" And I said, "Yes,"
because I wanted to make sure you had it ready for later.
But it implied that the song he sent me was the song that we were playing next.
That's you could look, dude. You see the playlist?
It has been a long day. I have been doing work all day. I didn't think you told me to pull up the email.
No.
This is not on me, and I refuse to acknowledge that this might be on me.
This is totally on
Owen. It's not on me.
This is completely Owen's fault.
If you think that this is on Garber, send in. I don't usually ask for opinions, but this is one time I ask for opinion. Send a Snapchat to me at Owen Robinette, no punctuation, or to the One True Jake on Snapchat. Send it with your middle finger too, but let us know that it's Garber's fault, because it is. In the meantime, here's some music, but tell Garber that it's his fault, and that everything is his fault, and that he should feel bad about this and other things, but mostly this.
It's Owen's fault.
It's not my fault.
It's definitely Owen's fault.
You misled me.
I did not mislead you.
Yeah, I was misled.
You misled yourself.
Here's music.
People say I'm crazy. From ruin. When I say that I'm okay, well, they look at me kind of strange. Surely you're not happy now, you no longer play the game. People say I'm lazy, dreaming my life away. Well, they give me all kinds of advice designed to enlighten me. When I tell them that I'm doing fine, watching shadows on the wall. Don't you miss the big time, boy, you're no longer on the ball. I really love to watch them roll. lost in confusion. Well, I tell them there's no problem, only solutions. Well, they shake their heads and they look at me as if I've lost my mind.
Enjoy this
party.
It's a weird outro from John Lennon, yo.
Woo! Skibbity-bow. Scoobity-bow.
Yo, surprise scat.
Skibbity-bow. Ha! And yo. Walking.
Okay. Yo, so since Owen screwed up,
Owen didn't screw up.
There is an upside to Owen screwing up, though. We know that the file for the song that I sent him that he wasn't supposed to play yet works, which is good, because it would be embarrassing if it didn't.
It'd be more embarrassing if someone set you up for failure.
I don't think so, man. I think whatever. I think you played yourself.
I disagree, but I digress.
Are you bitter about it?
I'm only bitter because you screwed me.
I don't think I did, though.
You screwed me.
I disagree.
Royally.
I disagree.
I was royally screwed.
Right. Yeah. All right. Were you? Were you, though?
Yes.
Think about it.
Right in the butt.
Right in the butt?
Right up the pooper.
Right up there?
Just right on up there.
All right.
It was unnecessary and violating.
Maybe you'd be better off with a bit of time alone, maybe a little bit of isolation for you. Maybe that'd help.
Of every everyone afraid of the sun. Isolation. The sun will never disappear, but the world may not have many years.
Yeah, I think that actually is my favorite song off Plastic Ono Band.
I think we talked about this. I think it's, right?
I mean, yeah, because yours is coming up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you already spoiled that. Surprise.
Maybe they don't know the album.
You
maybe
already
they
spoiled
don't,
that
maybe
one.
They didn't know.
You
that.
Soiled
honestly,
it.
They might
soiled
not even
it.
Know what the song was.
Soiled
they
it.
Might not even know what. Like,
soiled it.
I know my mom knows soiled the song, it. But other than that, maybe they don't even know what the song is. So maybe it wasn't even that bad of a mistake.
Soiled it, but it wasn't your mistake though, right?
It was a mistake that was spurred on by you misleading me.
I don't think so.
But nonetheless, a mistake was made.
Yes, by
it
Owen.
It was your fault.
No, but Owen did the mistake.
But that is life sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you screw up, Owen.
Exactly.
You just have to learn when to admit it, man.
Exactly. And so, you know, when you're ready to take ownership, I'll be here for an apology. Until then, we have PSAs.
We do have PSAs. So let's do those. Here we go. It's the old-fashioned method. You got to pick one this time.
Okay. But the thing is, I feel like there's one that should be picked because of the theme. Because...
Why is that?
Because I need to... I have a good segue, but I need to find it. But you hid it from me. You hid it. And I... Because I don't want to be a soldier, Mama. I don't want to die.
But we're not playing that song.
I know, but we brought it up earlier, so I'm going to do Selective Service.
God damn it. We were doing good on
it's
time this episode,
fun,
man.
Fun. I'm going to do it in Spanish.
Okay, all right. If you can tell the story in Spanish, then you can do this PSA.
Este es Jorge.
Can you tell the story in
no!
Spanish?
No. Y este es Juan. Bravo. Juan cumplió los 18... Y se inscribió para el servicio militar. Jorge también cumplió sus 18 y no se inscribió. Ahora Juan puede recibir préstamos estudiantes y empleos y capital. Why? It's so hard to read in another language. Capacitación del gobierno. ¿Y Jorge? No. Si alguien le hubiera dicho que se inscribiera, no estaría tan... Jorge says something, I don't know. Wikendale, todos van a cumplir los 18 años, debe ir a sss.gov to be read sss.gov, according to them. Para inscribirse para el servicio militar. They really like the word para, but that's okay. Excelente.
Excelente.
Dije Juan. Y recuerde, es la ley. That means it's the law.
It's the law.
Remitaos a sss.gov o a cualquier oficina postal.
Hey, Barón.
En el yeah. año 10, en el año 17, aplicó para universidad. Y cuando aplicar para universidad, necesita inscribo para el servicio militar. Pero porque yo no estoy 17 y un media años, necesita, estoy... 18 años para enlistar, pero you can pre-enlist. I don't know how to say pre-enlist, so that's the best you're going to get out of me. Cuando tengo, or cuando tener 17 y media años, y yo no tengo, I wasn't the right age,
E.
La Universidad. No. Dame. Dame. Oh, gosh. Dame dinero.
Dinero.
Dinero is money.
Dinero. I know what dinero is.
Para mi universidad. Para, I don't want to say financial aid. There's a lot of words I don't know how to say in Spanish. I can write better.
Asistenza de dinero? I don't know.
I can write better in Spanish than I can speak it, which is a product of the way we teach language in school.
Finish the story, though, man.
Estuviera. That's not right. However you say. Estaria. Something like that. A star is one of those weird words, but it's okay.
Come on, dude. Don't stop now, man. You started it. Finish it up, bro. Finish it up.
I'm trying.
You got this, dude.
I forgot to say sad.
Oh, well,
I can only think of bad, which is mall.
Well, dude, look it up. You got a computer. We got to make this work, dude. You started it. You got to finish it.
Yo estaba triste porque
la universidad... Except Italian,
you
man.
Couldn't have because you wouldn't.
It's, porque it's la universidad Italian, no dude.
Dame dinero y necesita aplicar tarde. Necesita aplicaba tarde.
You're tardy.
Which means late.
Oh.
And so basically the moral of the story is if you're 17, you're applying for college, you boned because you can't apply to Selective Service till you're 17 and a half. And they'll really...
Way to not follow through.
I did follow through. I told the story in Spanish the best I could.
All right.
Sorry that I have an elementary level proficiency in Spanish.
All right. I thought you did pretty good.
I thought it was decent.
I was impressed. Just not having any time to prepare.
Yeah.
Although you do know the story.
That was all on the fly. So. It's harder, though. Like, it's hard. It's honestly easier if you, like, are... translating on the fly is very difficult.
Uh-huh.
It's easier to listen to someone and translate it into English than to translate your English into Spanish.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Like, that's absolutely the thing. Is. And so my personal PSA is if you're a parent and you're going to raise a kid, teach them another language early on because Marissa knows more about this than I do, but early ages from, like, when you're in that fundamental development stage,
yeah.
I believe it's, like, 2 to 5 is the prime age, but really younger, the better you get started. That's when you, like, are able to more easily grasp languages. So if you teach a kid 2 or 3 languages, like, when they're young, which is hard because you have to be consistently spoken around, too, so you kind of have to be already multilingual in yourself.
It's sort of a system that's hard to get into or hard to get out of where not knowing another language.
Yeah.
You know?
But
you have to teach yourself the language in order to teach your kid the language.
So my personal PSA is if you can teach your kid more than one language, do it.
If you can teach your kid a language.
Be a global citizen.
Yeah, dude.
Learn you some. It's a message from Owen Robinette.
No punctuation.
The ad council.
But Owen, more importantly.
What up? Bird up.
Donde está la biblioteca?
Donde está la biblioteca?
Oh, are you finding the video now?
Of course.
Good. As you should be.
Donde está la biblioteca? Me llamo T-Bone, la araña discoteca.
Discoteca, muñeca, la biblioteca. Es un bigote grande, pero manteca.
Manteca, bigote, gigante, pequeño. Cabeza es nieve, cerveza es bueno.
Buenos días, me gustan papas frías. Bigote de la cabra, es Cameron Díaz. Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
What?
It's 2009.
Word.
It's 2009.
Word. So that was Donald Glover
on the hit NBC show Community.
great show.
With the Spanish rap, La Biblioteca.
La Biblioteca. Anyways, here's more PSAs. All right, what do we got? Let's see. Oh, hey, cool. Get mortgage help. This is why. Let's find out why.
Do it.
And then there's the did you know? And let's see. About 1 in 17 homeowners has fallen behind on his or her mortgage payments.
Yeah, that seems right.
And even more are juggling expenses to make ends meet. Making home affordable offers a range of mortgage assistance. I guess that's the name of the thing. Making home affordable.
Probably.
All right. Anyways, they offer a range of mortgage assistance solutions that have already helped more than 1.5 million families nationwide.
Yeah, that's more than 1.4 million families.
It is. It's also more than 1.3, but less than 1.6.
And true.
There are more options available now than ever before. That's good. Since launching in 2009, seems like about the right time frame there, making home affordable programs have been expanded to help more homeowners get meaningful mortgage relief and avoid foreclosure.
Well, foreclosure not anymore, sucks. But,
well, yeah, you know. Foreclosure sucks, man.
R.I.P. my boy Obama.
Obama.
Rip indeed.
Rip. So yeah, that's that PSA. You want to do another one, or you want to get back into
our music? One more.
All right, go for it, dude.
Let's see, what's this? Help families connect with nature in their neighborhood.
Oh, that's cool.
This is a newer one.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen this one.
I think we've done all of these before, but this is one we haven't done in a while.
Maybe.
Did you know children who play outside become fitter and leaner, have lower stress levels, and develop stronger immune systems?
Leaner, like beef.
Yee. But did you know that?
Yo, shout out, Peter. Did I know that? Yeah.
Today, over 80% of Americans live in cities with fewer connections than ever to forests and other natural areas.
Really?
Yeah, apparently.
Huh. Interesting.
Cities is the same.
Cities is not the same.
Cities is the same. No parks, no nature.
Cities is not the same.
Cities is the same.
Cities is definitely...
Fortunately, even in cities, families can find parks, green spaces, and even preserves where they can play, explore, and reconnect with nature.
Cities is definitely not the same.
To find a park or green space near you, visit Discover the Forest or Descubre el Bosque.
Oh, that means Descubre
el Bosque. I'm sorry.
That's discover the forest in Spanish.
It is, but because they didn't capitalize the one L, which makes sense, but like...
It's a website, right?
But no, because they capitalize the in discover the forest, but they don't capitalize L in Descubre el Bosque. So it just looks like Descubre el Bosque, and it's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. Spanish is a weird language.
I don't think Spanish is weird, but I feel like it's all just language is weird. PSA is weird.
All
right, fair
language
enough.
Language is weird language.
Okay.
Language is the same because all language is weird.
Language is the same.
Please support this campaign. Help us encourage families to get back outdoors. Adventure awaits in the forest. By the Ad Council. Spanish PSAs are included. Every neighborhood has a naturehood. That's not true.
What?
I've been to some neighborhoods that got no naturehoods.
Yeah.
There's got hoods.
There's some nature behind the tree, no behind the train in my town.
There you go. Oh, I missed the table.
Yeah, it's like
this much.
It's like real ratty. I think there's some homeless people that like hang out there, and a bunch of kids definitely go there. Like high schoolers definitely go there to drink.
Ooh, baby.
So,
people
appreciating nature in ways I don't think the PSA was anticipating there.
I think as long as you're appreciating nature, then I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
Anyway, we got music.
We do have music. I forgot we were doing that.
Yeah, we do it sometimes.
We should do more of that.
Okay, what's next?
So this is a song from Walls and Bridges, which we haven't done yet on this episode. And like we said at the beginning, we're going to try to hit at least one song from every album. So here we are with checking off Walls and Bridges. This song is called Steel and Glass, and it sounds like this.
Your LA 10 and your New York walk and your New York tour.
Hey, Owen.
Hey.
Guess what it's time to do?
Well, I was going to say, as you found out during that song, John has a very very large lung capacity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he definitely does.
Which he expresses very well in that song.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is one of the songs that less people do know. And it's one of the songs they probably play it more now because I think, as from what I've heard back home, like now they're doing more of a range of the discographies of all of the artists as opposed to just like the Beatles songs and then like the top five hits from each of them, which is kind of what it was before.
On like what it was on what, you mean?
On Breakfast with the Beatles.
Oh, okay.
Where they were like, it was mostly like the songs that everyone knew kind of just like repeatedly week after week.
Yeah.
Which, you know, can be fun, but they have like a more of a range of what they're playing now. So that probably has been on a few times.
Maybe. The one that the Breakfast with the Beatles program that they do on the station by me, which I still think is kind of interesting that it's they have the same name of the program.
Yeah.
And it's on like at the same time, I think. It's like Sundays mornings, right?
Yeah, Sundays from like
10 to like noonish.
Yeah, like 9 to noon, 9 to 10.
Yeah,
to
9, I think it's 9 to noon, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I think first off that's interesting. They might maybe the stations are affiliated somehow.
Maybe.
It's possible.
I mean, it also is just like a good name.
Oh, it is. Like, yeah, yeah.
Good old alliteration.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
But yeah.
But anyways.
Actually, I'd be curious to see. With the Beatles. If I could spell. Official home of the longest. There's like a ton. Okay, Breakfast with the Beatles is a popular programming segment on FM radio in cities across the U.S.
Interesting. So, I guess that's an actual thing, then.
Several nationally syndicated variations exist, as well as many locally produced versions.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, the one
I wonder. Oh, WTU in Dayton, Ohio gets a shout out.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure the one in New York. WGRF in Buffalo.
WAXQ is the one that does it.
WAXQ 104.3 in New York.
Yep, Q104.3.
There we go.
That's my favorite station, man. Good station.
Huh. So, yeah. So, it's a nationally syndicated show.
Cool.
Which makes sense, because, again, it's a nice name.
It is.
Who doesn't love the Beatles?
That's true.
Well, there are people who don't love the Beatles, but there are people I call unassociatable.
Yeah, no, some people are just psychopaths, man.
Yeah.
But anyways, you know what it's time to do, man?
Talk about some other people who may or may not be psychopaths?
No, it's time to do that thing that you did by accident earlier in the show.
Yeah, a song about other people who may or may not be psychopaths.
Well, that's irrelevant, dude.
It's also true.
I don't think so. It was definitely your fault, man. But make it be your fault this time that you get it right.
See, anyways. Now I feel like I have to intentionally fuck or mess it up just for the sake of, like...
You have to intentionally what?
I have to intentionally mess it up
okay,
now.
Okay, that's what I thought
to,
I heard. Yeah.
Just to, you know, just to mess with you.
But anyways, this is my favorite John Lennon song. Definitely my favorite off of Plastic Ono Band. And,
Yeah. Here's Garber's favorite John Lennon song. Enjoy.
Swear to God,
and that's about all I can deal with Garbage favorite John Lennon song. So here's a song that's actually good.
I swear to God.
Enjoy.
As soon as you're born, they make you feel small by giving you no time instead of it all. Till the pain is so big you feel nothing at all. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever, and they despise a fool. Till you're so sick of crazy, you can't follow their rules. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. When they've tortured and scared you for 20-odd years, then they expect you to pick a career. When you can't really function, you're so full of fear. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Keep you doped with religion and sex and TV. And you think you're so clever and classless and free. But you're still fucking peasants as far as I can see. A working class hero is something to be. working class hero is something to be. There's room at the top, they are telling you still. But first you must learn how to smile as you kill. If you want to be like the folks on the hill. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me. If you want to be a hero, well, just follow me.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, that was Working Class Hero, my favorite John Lennon song.
Yeah. Well, second favorite behind everything Yoko Ono did on Double Fantasy,
it's
of course.
It's literally not even a John Lennon song.
It doesn't matter. Like, it's on a John Lennon album.
But it's not a John Lennon song.
But it's a John Lennon album.
And it's also just a bad song, though.
I mean, I thought so, but apparently you really like it.
All right. I'm about done with this.
Well, maybe next time you should own up to your mistakes before you make bigger ones.
Should I?
Like liking Yoko Ono.
Should I? I don't think I do, actually.
But in the meantime, as Garber learns about humility,
Did you know that Green Day covered that?
What?
Working Class Hero?
Yes, I did, actually. It's on the tribute album they did, I think 2004. Right, it was the big one.
2007
was it? 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was the big one where all the artists covered a bunch of John Lennon songs.
Yeah, for
right?
Amnesty International.
Yep.
Yeah. This guy right
I
here.
I owned that actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Instant karma.
Instant karma.
But yeah, so as Garber learns a lesson about humility, this is a song for all those people who stand by me in solidarity because they know that I'm right. So,
all right, let's pick.
Thank you, John.
Let's pick it up a little bit.
And the moon is the only
I really like that album. Yeah, the first half of the album is very good.
It is.
The second half is okay, but the first half of the album is very good.
Which is a lot more than you can expect from an album that exists solely due to a contractual legal obligation.
Yeah, no, right? It was
You know that story better than I do. You want to tell it?
Basically, the Beatles were getting sued for Come Together.
They said they lifted lines from a Marvin Gaye song, I think.
I don't remember if it was a Marvin Gaye song, but I'm it might have been.
Pretty sure, but I don't...
Sure. Regardless of what song
it was. I mean, yeah. Then.
I don't even remember what the company is. I should probably just look it up now at this point. But basically, they were getting sued, and the outcome of the lawsuit was basically if John Lennon, who was in his like long weekend phase at this point, the last thing he came out with Mind Games in 73?
Something like
that. Yeah, it was 73. So he was kind of on a bit of a bender. He and Yoko had split. I think he went out to L.A. And he was hanging out with Eric Clapton at the time. But so this was basically his foray back into making music again.
Right.
And it was... Last thing to do... he did Walls and Bridges. I'm sorry. He did Walls and Bridges after Mind Games, then did this, and then the next thing he came out with was Double Fantasy.
Yeah.
I believe.
Mm-hmm. Double Fantasy was 79, I think.
Yeah, it was recorded in 79. It came out...
Oh, yeah, it came out in 80.
Either way.
Maybe it was made in 80. It doesn't matter.
Point is...
It came out like a week before he was shot, though.
Yes.
I think, actually.
That was what... Yeah, because Chapman had a copy of the album.
Yeah, he had him sign it.
He was asking for an autograph, yeah.
Yeah, no, they released the album. No one liked it. John Lennon died, and then everyone was just like, yeah, it's actually pretty good.
Well, half of it, anyway.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They might have said the whole thing. They might have felt bad for Yoko.
Probably. I mean, I would at the time, too.
I mean, yeah.
But yeah, so it was during a long weekend phase, but they just...
throughout this whole show.
Okay, we said this before. Yoko has a lot of merit as a performance artist. The thing is, she turned music into a performance art, and it didn't work.
It did not. You are right. So,
like, I appreciate the artistic creativity that Yoko has. I appreciate the creativity that she probably brought out of John Lennon. But in terms of being a musician, at least stand alone.
Yeah.
Maybe her more recent stuff does, but the stuff she was doing at the time did not hold its weight.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right.
I don't want to dump it on Yoko as a person, just as a musician.
I don't disagree. I'm just saying how I like how we're doing it.
Yes. But yeah, so anyway, it was during that long weekend phase, and this was basically the thing that was like him coming back to recording. He recorded with a couple of his friends, but part of it was like you have to cover three of these songs on the same label. I think Stand By Me was one of them.
Yeah.
That he was contractually obligated. I think Stand By Me and then Ain't That a Shame, which are two of my favorite songs on the album, mm-hmm. were both contractual obligations.
Right. Well, yeah, because they needed him to make money off of it from somehow. So, like,
yeah.
If he sold a record with songs they had the rights to,
then they get royalties.
Then they make the money back that they thought they deserved from Come Together. And I don't know if they did or didn't. That's not really here or there. But regardless, the album exists.
And half of it's good.
And that's why.
Just like Double Fantasy. But luckily, unlike Double Fantasy, the first half of the album is good and the second half isn't. So if you have a vinyl record, and you can stop at Ain't That a Shame and then just not continue on.
Yeah.
Or Do You Want to Dance? Do You Want to Dance is a good song, too.
Yeah, you stop at like the end of the first half.
Trying to remember where the end of the first half is. It's either Do You Want to Dance or Sweet Little 16. Either way, it's a good stopping point.
Yeah.
I bought that on vinyl. I listened to it the other day.
I don't think I've ever actually listened to the second half on vinyl, because like I had a copy of it that I got like for free in a bin from my grandma's basement.
Yeah.
Like, she just gave me a bunch of records, and that was in it. But mm-hmm. it didn't have a sleeve. It was, like, kind of just loose in there. And side one played okay, but then, like, as soon as I got to side, or right at the end of side one, I think, it just started skipping backwards.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a sign that there's no way I'm going to ever listen to this again.
Fair enough.
So it went up on my wall, and side two was never played.
Yeah. It's a nice little decoration.
It is. I like putting records up on the wall. It's a cool thing to do, I think.
But anyway.
If you have records you don't listen to, put them up on your wall. Make people think you're cooler than you are.
That's our half-assed approach to explaining that album. So now here's more music.
It is. This one's a good one. It's from Mind Games. It's called Bring On The Lucy.
Free to people. Now.
All right, boys. This is it. Over the hill.
Oh yeah.
So that is all the albums.
That is all the albums. So let's do a single then.
Yeah. There's a few of those.
Yeah, this one was not on any album.
No.
But it's a good one anyways, man. I feel like everyone probably knows this one.
Yeah, they named a whole album after it, as we mentioned before. We alluded to before
we did
in the show.
To it before.
So if you have a keen ear, you know what we're playing next.
A keen
and if you
ear.
Don't, then listen better next time.
Do better, man.
Yeah. Here's... Own up to your mistakes. Just like Garber needs to. Because if you don't, instant karma is going to get you.
Shine on. So that's our show, as we have it already planned.
Yes.
But as you know, we usually like to do a surprise extra song that we decide on the fly, right?
Yeah, more or less.
So I think John Lennon is, I think, important because he was a member of one particular band before he did stuff on his own, right?
I mean, I think he's important in his own right, but yes, that definitely helped.
Right, but he wouldn't have become important other if he was not. In this one band.
Yes, I would say that's probably...
He would probably just be like a factory worker somewhere in Liverpool, right?
I don't know about that. I'm sure that there still would have been other stuff. I don't think it would have been as influential, but I'm sure that he would have had... And similar with all the Beatles, or probably. At least three of them. Rip. Coming at you, Ringo.
R.I.P.
Love you, but coming at you.
So I feel like we should maybe do a Beatles song with that features John. What do you think about that?
They all kind of feature like, John in like, some right. Yes.
I kind of assumed
that's where we're going to go with this.
I think there's one in particular that is pretty in line with the stuff, with the kind of message that John had for his solo stuff. I want to see if you can think of what it is.
I mean, if it's not this one, then
it's either this or Revolution. Oh, it's Revolution.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I think Revolution's much more of a John song.
That's fine, but I'm doing the 67. I'm doing this version.
All right, do it, man. Here we go.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evil. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the plan. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. Alright. Alright. Alright.
right, man.
That's the show. So yeah, that was had in my life was the other one that I said that I think could have. Oh, I like this song too, but this is not the song.
Whoops. Rip.
If you like that little snippet, go listen to the White Album. If you didn't like that little snippet, still go listen to the White Album.
Yeah, go do it anyway.
Because you should.
But feel bad about yourself while you do it.
If that little plane takeoff didn't make you get goosebumps and feel good inside, then go listen to the White Album until it does.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I feel some type of way doing this, but it's my own bit. So because of solidarity with the bit, I have to. But just know that I feel some type of way about it.
Owen, you did this to yourself, though.
I did. This is my bit, and I made this. This is my mistake. I will own up to this one, because this is my mistake.
Oh, okay. Good. At least you're taking responsibility for something.
Anyways. It's the second biggest mistake that was made on the show, behind Garber's mistake.
I don't think so.
But here's DMX with the best song of 2017. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donder and Blitzen. But do you recall,
what's that?
The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Come on, come on!
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. With your nose so bright.